3570.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, yet again, this is not Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be joining you live for the next couple hours here. Paul will be back next week. He's in Croatia with a group of listeners, touring some gardens over there. So he'll be back next Sunday. I'm here today joined with Kevin Lipson. Both work at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located at 234 Newbury Street in Peabody, Massachusetts. And just let you guys know, if you come on down, we have a great sale going on today with some azaleas, 2 gallons. Full bloom, $15. They're amazing looking. Just come on down and take a look at it. We're going to go actually right into another interview here. We're going to be interviewing Miriam Goldberger from Wildflower Farms. Miriam, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you today?
Extremely fine.
Excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself and about Wildflower Farm.
Well, Wildflower Farm's been around for over 20 years, and we specialize in an approach to gardening which you can simply describe as low maintenance, drought tolerant, chemical free. I began in the industry over 20 years ago with a fascination with native plants, and I still am a native plant grower, and we produce massive quantities of hardy perennial wildflowers and native grass seeds, which we sell all over North America. And about 15 years ago, we started getting asked to develop a lawn that was as low maintenance and sustainable as all the wildflowers and native grasses that we worked with for our customers. And we ended up developing EcoLawn, which is a fabulous turf alternative.
Now, tell me a little bit about EcoLawn. What is it exactly?
Well, EcoLawn actually sounds too good to be true, but I will start with the facts and then explain how it works and why it works. It is a lawn that you can grow in the sun, in the shade, under pine trees. If you want a manicured lawn look, you're mowing just once a month. It is very drought tolerant and requires little to no fertilizers. So it is a blend of fine fescue grasses, 7 different kinds. We've developed this proprietary blend. Fine fescues are really the best kept secret in the lawn industry. Fine fescues have really deep roots that go down 9 to 14 inches, which means that they know how to source water and nutrients. So they are very independent and resilient as a natural lawn.
Well, everybody is looking for a drought-tolerant lawn, and, you know, see, there's a little bit of testing going on, and they do a basis of 1-9 score, and
yep.
I saw some of these grasses have really high scores. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The turf industry has a way of scoring performance in terms of every single thing you'd want a lawn to be able to do well, and the short name for this is the NTEP scores, and that is the way people judge lawns in the turf industry. And the NTEP scores on Ecolon are very, very high. This stuff is very, very high performance. And it's also extremely beautiful. It has really rich emerald green blades, and it's an absolutely stunning lawn.
Now, I have a question. You had mentioned earlier that it doesn't need fertilizing. Why is that? I thought everything needs fertilizer. What's going on with this one?
Well, it's not that it doesn't need fertilizing. It's that automatic use of fertilizing with the Ecolon isn't necessary. There are occasions where and situations where it does need fertilizing, and I can go over that with you. But it doesn't automatically need fertilizing because it works really well in clay soils, in sandy soils, in loams. It works in acidic soils under pine trees as well. Fine fescues are the same grasses that if you go for a walk in the woods, you will come upon them. They're growing quite fine on their own in the woods, under deciduous trees, under pine trees, in open sunny meadows, and they've been growing throughout North America and also parts of Europe for thousands of years without any human beings helping them out.
Wow, that's amazing. We're taking something that we already had and we're really bringing it out there and showing people what to use. Now,
yep.
Does the Ecolon need any pesticides or anything like that?
Well, that's an interesting topic as well, because fine fescues, as they mature, become quite dense. So they physically crowd out a majority of weeds without chemical intervention. And recently, actually about 2.5 years ago, Cornell University did a study on fine fescues and found that they were, here's your word of the day, Patrick, allelopathic. That means that they actually function as their own pre-emergent, which means in English that they emit a chemical that actually kills off competitive vegetation, that is, weeds.
Wow. That's amazing that they can do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they won't get rid of every single weed, but it becomes so minor that over time you might have the occasional weed that's just easy to get rid of manually. Comes in very thickly over time.
Now I have a question for you. When's the best time to be putting this down?
There are two really good windows to put it down, depending on where you live in North America. Obviously, we're talking to your audience in New England, so we'll talk about that first, and then everybody's got relatives that live all over the country, so I'll explain that too. And in fact, there are Ecolons in every single state growing beautifully. So it really, really busts a lot of myths about geographical application for lawns. So if you are in New England, you're really wanting to do your seeding throughout the month of May when you've got cool, moist conditions. And temperatures are between about 55 and 70. It's a beautiful time of year to do it right now. Then there is another window, and that is in September, when, again, you've got cool, moist conditions. So those are the two windows. And if you have relatives in California, they're just finishing up the right time for them to seed Ecolon. They're very backwards from us, and their cool, moist season is November, December, January, early February. And if you're in Florida, as your dad winters in Florida, he has his Ecolon seeded in November, December. That's when he put his in.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long does it take to germinate? So if this is the time we're going to be putting it down, since it is May, mm-hmm. how long am I going to wait for it to be ready?
Well, the neat thing about Ecolon is that it's quick to germinate, but slow to grow. So normally you're seeing germination, if you're keeping the seed bed damp, in 7 to 15 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and then in about a month, it looks like a young lawn. And now if you go out and buy a roll of sod, That roll of sod, as you know, Patrick, is at least a year old. It's been seeded, overseeded, fertilized, bluffed, and it's probably a lot older than 1 year. It takes E. coli about a year for the deep roots to penetrate down through whatever you're growing it in, be it clay or sandy soil, and then you have a mature lawn.
Wow. Now, one of the things that up in this area in New England, we get a lot of salt from the winter or along the coast. Now, is this a good product to use? Is it salt tolerant or salt tolerant?
Yeah, absolutely. That was another study that's been done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture a number of years ago that found that fine fescues are far more salt tolerant than any kind of shallow rooted sod lawn. So whether you're talking about a beach lawn in sandy soil and salty soil, or you're talking about a lawn that is by a roadway that is salted, which is another challenge for a lot of lawns.
That's a big thing in this area.
Yeah, of course, of course. It is far more salt tolerant than a shallow rooted sod lawn. The thing about shallow-rooted lawns is they're really a vestige of an old approach to lawns and grasses that we needed to work with from long ago.
Excellent, Miriam. We thank you for joining us today. You've informed me a lot about the product here. Looking forward to actually using some.
And, absolutely.
We thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Miriam, you have a website. It's at wildflowerfarm.com, and you can get more information on.
That's right. Wildflowerfarm.com. You get lots of information, cost-saving charts, lots of pictures of the eco lawn. We've got also a...
I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens. Help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-6000. 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you today. I'm joined here with Kevin Lipson, a.k.a. the Lawn Ranger, as he calls himself. He's going to be here to help me out. He's really great at doing a lot of the lawn questions. So if you have some lawn questions, give us a call at 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Tom from New Hampshire, who has a question about seaweed.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm calling from New Hampshire. Last fall we put on some seaweed that we got from, last fall we went out and got some seaweed from the beach, put it in a plastic bag for the winter, and in the spring we took it out to spread on the garden. But it has a consistency of dry pasta, and it's covered with sand and salt. Now, well, what should we do to prepare it for the garden? Should we wash off the sand? And make it, and what would we need to do to make it less brittle like the pasta? Should we rinse off the sand and salt?
One of the things, Tom, is the seaweed inside of it. It has some beneficial, it's beneficial for the soil. What you actually do, my grandfather used to do this, is after storms, he'd go out and collect some seaweed and get rid of some of the salt and from it by washing it. But what he would actually do is he'd cover it over the garden, the vegetable garden where he's going to be planting for the year, and then it actually rototill it into the soil. Gives it a little bit of a beneficial to the garden. It just helps out the garden a little bit. But you're going to want to rinse it off a bit and then rototill it into the garden to allow it to break down a little bit quicker. You're not going to want to leave it out there. You're going to want to break it down into the garden. And we thank you for the phone call, Tom. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how sun and shade would affect the plants? Help is on the way with the new SunStick. This new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden, helps you select the right shrubs for your yard. The SunStick tells you just how much sunshine or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right place this year. Go to www.gosunstick.com for a garden center near you. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, let's go right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
This is Norma from Massachusetts who has some unwanted grass.
Norma, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, well, I hope you can. I have a large bed of vinca, ground cover, that abuts my lawn. And each year, little by little, unfortunately, grass has started growing in the vinca. I've tried pulling it out, but it's impossible to get at it all. I was wondering if there was any way to get rid of the grass in the vinca without killing the vinca.
Well, there is a product out there that you can use. My father's talked about it a few times. It's called Over the Top 2. That product
you... Over the Top?
Over the Top 2.
Over the Top 2.
It's a product by Fertiloom. That can go over that. That'll actually kill underneath there the grasses that are coming out and the weeds, etc.
And it won't harm the vinca?
No, it's made specifically for using on ground covers like vinca and Pakistan.
Oh, would you please spell the name of the company that makes it?
Yeah, it's called Fertiloom. It's Fertiloome.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it's called Over the Top 2. Heard a lot about it last year. It's really great product out there. If you're in the area, we actually have some here at Northeast Nursery in Peabody. It's a great product. You can put it, the best part about it is in perennial gardens, in shrub gardens, etc., there's weeds coming out from it. You can spray it over the top of the plants. That's why it's called Over the Top 2. It's a simple name, just goes by what it's doing. It goes over the top of the plants and over the top of everything and kills the grass that you don't want or the weeds that are underneath it. And we thank you for the phone call, Norma. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is John from Rhode Island who has a question about his walnut tree.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't complain. In regards to a English walnut, my father has an English walnut tree, and they've been about the size of grapes to maybe like between grapes and golf balls. And they keep falling, so we were wondering if there was possibly any type of spray or something to basically, you know, keep them on the tree and enjoy, you know, the walnuts, what they're, you know, made for.
Okay, John, we're going to be going into a break here in about like 10 seconds. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, after the break, give the answer to this the walnut question. So stay tuned to us. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AerrantAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AerrantAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AerrantAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AerrantAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AerrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, this is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, joining you today. He'll be back next week. He's in Croatia for the week. We're broadcasting live here from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts, located at 234 Newberry Street, which is Route 1. Come on down today. I've said it a couple times, but we got this sale going on about azaleas. They're 2-gallon azaleas, about 18 to 24 inches on some of them. And they're in full bloom for $15. It's amazing. They look great. Am I right, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know how we're doing that, but they really are great.
So let's get right back into the phone lines. 800-259-9231. And actually, I forgot about John here. I don't want to forget about John with the walnut trees.
Right, and he was wondering if something he could spray on them if they were dropping a lot of nuts. And the one thing on nut trees and fruit trees, when they're real happy, they will produce an abundance of fruit or nuts. And It's the tree's way of helping things along by dropping a lot of that excess fruit or nuts. It could be as much as 25, even 50% of the crop could fall. And by doing that, the remaining fruit or nuts will become larger and just better quality. So that might be what John is seeing. Otherwise, as far as spraying a tree like that, that might be a little bit difficult depending on the size. Would have to check on the label of a fruit tree spray whether that would be suitable for English walnuts.
All right. And we hope that answers your call, John. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Now let's get back into the phone lines. Don, who's up next?
We have Sue first up with from Massachusetts, who has off-colored patches of grass in her lawn.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you. I have some patches in my lawn that are sort of a lime green color, a lighter green color. It's kind of a very thick grass. And they seem to be sort of spreading. And I'd heard of something called bent grass. I'm not sure whether that's what it is. But how do I get rid of something like that?
And Kevin, what are your thoughts on how can we help Sue here?
Sue, what you might be seeing is an annual type of grass called annual bluegrass. And you will see it come up in the earlier part of the spring, like right now. Later in the season, it'll tend to go away. If that's what it is, there's a very good product that will prevent that you would put down in the fall. It's Bonide Weed Beater Complete. It's a granular product. By using it in the fall on your lawn, it will prevent not only crabgrass, but other grassy weeds like annual bluegrass, and it will also prevent some broadleaf weeds, too. That might be what you're seeing. If it's something that you want to get rid of right away, you could kill it off using Roundup, and then after it's dead, which will take up to 2 weeks, then you could reseed with the suitable grass seed.
There are a couple products you can use there, and like Kevin said right at the end, if you do use Roundup, wait at least 2 weeks before you reseed. That's a definite because it'll actually kill some of the, won't allow the seeds to germinate. We thank you for the phone call, Sue. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Victoria from New Hampshire, who has a question about some wild onions growing in her lawn.
Victoria, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I live in Farmington, New Hampshire. We bought a new home in March. So this spring, we're just kind of being surprised by what's coming up. What we're finding is that we have a lot of wild onion in the lawn, and so when you attempt to cut it, it smells like an Italian salad. And I'm not sure what to do with the wild onion or how to get rid of it.
Yeah, sometimes the smell of the salad will get you hungry, but in this case, you really just want to get rid of it. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah, there's a couple of good products for that also. The Bonide Weed Beater Ultra, I believe, will take care of wild onion, and that's something that you can spray right on your lawn. It will take care of not only onion, but it will take care of dandelions and Creeping Charlie and other weeds like that. It can be used on an established lawn. You wouldn't want to be seeding for a couple of weeks or so, but it'll work very well for you.
And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Plants like water, plants like sun, but plants love food. That's right, food. Give me food, they cry. Food, the stuff that helps us grow strong roots and blooming flowers. Well, now it's never been easier to give your plants the food they love, the food they need. Miracle-Gro is a liquid plant food you attach to your garden hose, making it easy to feed and water your plants at the same time. Gigantic geraniums, enormous eggplants, immense impatiens. Any plant you grow will grow twice as big with the liquid feed versus just watering. Simply attach the feeder to your garden hose, insert the liquid feed bottle, and you're good to go. And the ready-to-use refill bottles means there's nothing to mix or measure, and there's never any mess. So, if you want giant japonicas that make other japonicas jealous, pick up Miracle-Gro liquid feed this weekend. Now feeding is as easy as watering. Miracle-Gro, start right, finish big. Phone number here again, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Michelle from Massachusetts, who has a question about ajuga.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. I have ajuga, or I guess it's also known as bugleweed, and it's been slowly taking over my lawn. I've tried to hand dig it out, but it has runners, and it's growing so fast that just over this past winter, it's probably doubled in size. And I have dogs, and I was wondering if there's anything I can use to get rid of it that would also be dog safe, and if not, if we can keep the dogs out of the yard, if there's any other alternatives, just because I think this ajuga is going to take over the planet if I don't stop it in my own yard.
Now, Kevin, is there an organic way and a synthetic way? Can we help Michelle out here?
In my opinion, I don't think there's a good organic way to control something like that. There is a product called Burnout, which is organically approved. I don't think you'll find it that effective. It will also kill the grass. But more importantly, I don't know how effective it would be on the ajuga. What I would recommend would be using Roundup. Roundup is very, very safe. Now, it will also kill the grass. It'll kill everything that it touches. The beauty about Roundup is, though, it will biodegrade in 1 week's time. So after spraying, in 1 week's time, it's gone. It will usually take up to 2 weeks for it to work, though. So that's why I say wait 2 weeks. Something like ajuga might take more than one application. I would also suggest buying the Roundup in concentrate form and then mixing in a tank sprayer at the highest recommended rate on the label. I think that you'll find that will work very well for you.
It's going to take a couple times to do it, and we've said that a couple times with like the sumac and the poison ivy. This is something where it's so aggressive, and when it doubled in size, it's starting to take over. So you might have to do it a couple times. So persistence is best here. And we thank you for the phone call, Michelle. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. And Don, who's up next?
This is Liliana from Rhode Island, who has two questions, one about garlic and then another about wild onions in her flower bed.
Liliana, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Hi, Liliana,
Hello.
You there?
Yes, I am. Thank
Hi.
You.
How can we help you today? How can we help you today?
Good morning. Okay, two quick questions. Yesterday, I bought the Bonide Ultra for the green onions, and I heard your father talking about. But in my case, they are in flower beds, not on the lawn. And they are, some of them are maybe about, 25 inches high. Can I use this effectively without ruining other things around?
Kevin, what do you think here?
Yeah, Liliana, you definitely cannot use that product in your flower bed. It's made for use in lawns only. There's a couple of things that you could try. Number one, those should be pretty easy to dig up. And
I did, and I get the little baby, onions from the bottom. And
right.
I mean, I did. I spent hours and hours last year. This year, it is all full of them.
Right.
I've tried that.
I'm sorry, but the next thing I would suggest would be then using Roundup. And you'll hear me talk about Roundup a lot. Now, Roundup will only kill what it touches. So if you just spray the onions and make sure the spray doesn't get on your flower beds or anything else, any other desirable plants in that bed, you won't have a problem at all. And it'll work very well for you.
And Liliana, did you have another question about garlic?
Yes. I plant garlic, and last year, some of the little, there must have been some that stay in the ground. And now I have a lot of bunches of young garlic. May I divide some of them? And do you think there'll be, something will grow, or it's not worthwhile?
You can definitely divide, but I think I would do that in the fall.
Definitely, the fall is a good time to be doing that, to divide those. It is worth trying it out, but definitely wait till the fall. We thank you for the phone call, Liliana. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. EcoSmart Mosquito and Tick Control. It's a new product out there. It's an alternative to the Cutter Bug-Free Backyard. It's a non-toxic plant-based formula that contains essential oils. essential oils are nature's pesticides. Safe to use around children and pets. Kills and repels mosquitoes, ticks, and other nuisance pests. Fast-acting formula kills on contact, and it'll treat up to 5,000 square feet. It's actually developed in conjunction with the Center of Disease Control in the state of Maine. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use around food preparation, grilling, and picnics, and it will not harm the environment. It's in a convenient hose-end ready-to-spray bottle. Look for the blue and white package with a red safety seal of picture of children and pets on the label. Not just smart, EcoSmart. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Larry from Rhode Island, who has a question about rhododendrons.
Larry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. This must be a neighborhood deal. Liliana is a neighbor of mine. What a coincidence. I live up the street from her. I have a a couple problems with the rhododendrons. I have like 8 or 9 in my yard, and they're anywhere from 2 to 4 feet. I have some real big ones, which are fine. But I have winter burn on them, plus they're very leggy. I don't know, you know, how you can get some more growth on the middle or bottom parts of the rhodies, and should I cut the burnt leaves off? I think it might be winter burn.
Yeah, the burnt leaves are, they're brown, and the stem of it is actually probably dead underneath it. You can get rid of those, eradicate those definitely, because the longer it stays on the plant, the more the plant is trying to put energy towards that area. Now, in order to cut these back, you can cut these back by a third, but I like to do it after it flowers. Anything that flowers, I wait till after it flowers. In your case, if you feel like it's too leggy and you can wait for the blooms for next year, then you can cut it back. But obviously, I would actually wait until after it blooms, and that's usually in the next few weeks here, and you can do that. But cut it back by a third. That's the rule of thumb for anything that flowers, and that could help you get some more growth on there. The other thing I would suggest doing is right about now when it's growing is put some Holytone in your rhododendrons. It's a fertilizer that's going to be it's going to help them grow, give them the nutrients they need. It's a great product by Espoma. They sell it in a small bag. It was a 4-pounder all the way up to a 40-pounder. So you seem like you have a good amount of rhododendrons. You can use it for all of them. And we thank you for the phone call, Larry. Phone number here, 800-259-9231.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center, and have a great spring.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Broadcasting live from Peabody, Massachusetts at Northeast Nursery, located at 234 Newberry Street, which is Old Route 1. Come on down. Come and join us after 10 o'clock. We can answer some of your questions. Now, let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
This is Lee from Maine, who has a question about dying Pachycendra.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I transplanted some healthy Pachycendra, which I've done frequently from Massachusetts up to our place in Maine 2 years ago. And last year it looked great, and we arrived back this year to open up the house, and it's all turning yellow. And I'm wondering what I can do to restore it.
Are there any spots in the leaves, or major large spots, or is it just basically looking yellow, like you say?
I didn't notice really spots. Sometimes some of the stems seem to be getting a little thin.
Okay.
But I don't remember seeing any spots.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And are they in less, in more shade than where they originally came from?
Might be. I mean, I have it all over my yard down in Massachusetts, and I just sort of pull it up. There might be a little, but not significantly so.
Okay. All right. And are you fertilizing?
Well, I went out and got some Miracle-Gro the other day because I hadn't been. So I think probably that may be because I've never had to with the stuff that I've had in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but it's not a bad idea, especially when you're transplanting and get it going. And Miracle-Gro would be fine. Just make sure you do it every 2 weeks. and you should see some results. The only other thing I would say is that area is staying excessively wet.
Well, this year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's an area, a low area, or whatever, and with all the rains,
it's on a hill, so it drains off fairly easily.
Okay, and then that's the other thing too, just the opposite. If it is on a hill, it's a little bit harder for it to hold the moisture too. So to get it going for its first year or so, make sure it's getting some frequent waterings. And the Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks should help you out pretty well.
Okay, and the Miracle-Gro is the answer.
That should help. Yep.
One thing I would also suggest, Lee, is there's a product called Thrive out there. What that is it's a beneficial bacteria that will actually attack the root system in a good way,
yeah,
and allow it to get better roots and to
hold
on there.
And what is it called again, please?
It's called Thrive.
Oh, okay. All right, great.
It's a product that actually can be used when you're planting and later on with an established plant, and that could actually – it helps with the transplant shock. I know it's a little bit late. It happened 2 years ago, but this will also help get a better root system for you. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Louise from Maine, who has a question about some lichens.
Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, this is Louise calling. I have several old lilacs, azaleas, rhododendrons that are suffering terribly from lichen that grows profusely and seems to be choking off growth. Is there any solution for this?
Kevin, what do you think about the lichen here?
Yeah, Louise, lichen isn't really a problem. Lichen will grow in shade and areas that are getting extra moisture. They really don't cause a problem. I'm assuming this is a shady area?
Yes.
Yeah. And you said that what plants were they on?
Well, lilacs, azaleas, rhododendrons.
Okay. Well, your lilac would be much happier in full sun. So the lichen isn't causing a problem on it. Azaleas and rhododendrons can take shade and like shade, but it becomes a matter of how much. If it's very deep shade, they will be a bit leggy. Fertilizing them with Holytone would be a good suggestion. I would suggest definitely not to remove the lichen because you'll damage the plants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely want to use the Holytone on there, especially at this time of year where it's starting to grow.
Holytone,
yeah, it's a product by Espoma. They come in all the way from 4 pound bags all the way up to 40 pound bags.
Okay.
You definitely want to do that with that now. And we thank you for the phone call.
Thank you.
Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. This is youngest son Patrick. He'll be joining you live for the next hour. Broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're located at 234 Newbury Street, which is Route 1. Come on by and see us.